This week, smog levels in northern Moravia reached such high levels that they sparked an alert from the National Weather Forecaster. It called on industries in the region to cut pollution until conditions improve under powers granted to it since November. Jan Vellinger has the details.
Extreme smog hung over parts of northern Moravia and then Bohemia this week, levels that simply could not be ignored, leaving the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute no choice but to order production plants in areas to scale back production. Poisonous particles in the air in parts of northern Moravia near industrial zones reached concentration levels of 700 or 800 micrograms per cubic meter per hour, obliterating the issued norm of 50. Earlier, I spoke to Dr. Josef Geder, a specialist at the Hydrometeorological Institute, who described the conditions.
The smog situation with the highest concentration repeated times to times in Czech Republic. But in last years, the situation get worse due to increasing concentration of suspended particles. It is very dangerous for health of people because especially small particles can penetrate into respiratory tract, into lungs, and irritate the respiratory tract or sometimes also cancerogenous species bound on these particles or some biogenical microorganisms which could cause diseases. So this is the basic danger of such particles.
As a result, large plants in the area, including Ostrava, cut down production until freezing weather conditions and inversion improved. Some reduced operations up to 50% to lessen emissions. Viera Brejova, the spokeswoman for ArcelorMittal plant in Ostrava, spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV.
ArcelorMittal Ostrava reacted immediately after conditions worsened in the region. We cut down the use of our sintering furnaces used for agglomeration of iron ore. That is the technology that is the biggest contributor to the emission of particle pollutants,
které je vlastně největším zdrojem emisí prachových částic.
New norms for microscopic particles were introduced in the Czech Republic at the end of 2009, but not all plants have passed guidelines yet in responding to extreme smog levels. All complied with the smog alert. In addition, the Hydrometeorological Institute's Josef Keder says local authorities have the power not only to appeal to, but to limit other polluters, such as those behind the wheel. Dr. Keder again.
An appeal for the drivers is also a part of these issues. And on the other way, also the local authorities have possibility to apply some regulation measures. And they can stop the traffic also.
As of Thursday, the situation in North Moravia markedly improved, but many are worried it's only a question of time before heavy smog in the area will come to the fore again.
Jan Vellinger with that report about the serious smog problems in the northeast of the